Hey, everybody. Are we ready for a great show tonight? Are you pumped up? Are you ready for a great show tonight? This music is from the UK, my good friend from the UK. Looking forward to doing the show with everybody tonight. Enjoy the music for another 2 minutes. We'll be right back. We are so excited to be in the house tonight. Oh, we're back. We're excited to be back with all of you. That's right. We're so excited to be back with all of you. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready for another great show. That's right. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for a new season of great shows. When we're almost up to our 11th anniversary here at BIRN. Could you believe it? 11 years! My God. My God. 11 years, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing. This is amazing. It's just amazing. I've been here 11 years. I'm so excited about it. So excited about it. BIRN, such an exciting network. I really enjoy being here. 20 great hosts. I mean, like, when it comes down to it, we have shows every night. They're great shows from the beginning to end. They got great guests. They got great information. You never know they had an ailment. They do great shows on here. I tell you, I deal with chronic pain every single day of my life. And I'm happy to add my knowledge to this great channel. So come on down. Listen to BIRN, Brain Injury Radio Network, every day of the week. That's right. Every day of the week. Come on in. Get excited. Get interactive. Call in. Be a part. That's right, because this network right here has been around for more than I've been around here. I think it's like almost 17, 18 years for BIRN. I've been here 11. So I'm happy about being here, and I thank Kim Justice every single year for bringing me on board. I started on Sunday nights, and now I'm on Saturday nights, and it's the best slot ever. That's right. It's the best slot ever. I enjoy the Saturday nights slot because of the simple fact that I could do anything I want on this slot. And people will find it enjoyable and fun and exciting. No matter if I'm talking here by myself or if I have a guest or if I have a co-host, or we're doing something fun and we're just screwing around. I tell you, it's a great Saturday night. That's right. It's a great place to be on Saturday night, baby. That's right. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for coming in. You guys are great. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you every Saturday night here at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we look forward to all of you coming back every Saturday. That's right. We're going to have different types of shows on Saturdays now. You know, my mouth is getting tired. You know, my jaw, you know, is getting a little tired, you know, spewing out knowledge every week, you know. I don't know. I'm thinking about guests. I'm thinking about co-hosts. I'm thinking about a lot of different things on this Saturday night slot. You know? And for many years now, I've been doing this slot by myself. We've had some captivating shows. We've had some really captivating shows with some really awesome guests on this channel. That's right. Right here on this time slot on Saturdays. Right here. That's right. We've had some really awesome shows. We've had paranormal shows. We had sports shows. We had all kinds of different types of shows. That's right. Every Saturday was a different type of show. And then we went back to me. That's right. And then we went back to me talking. And I tell you, I enjoy giving you my knowledge every week. That's right. I enjoy giving you my knowledge every week on this network. So you might say, where the hell has this guy been? Well, first of all, I tried to do a show last week, and Blog Talk was screwing with my microphone. That's right. Because this week, the microphone is working perfectly fine. I don't know. Last week, you couldn't hear a word I said. I went back and listened. I couldn't understand myself. And I normally don't go back and listen to the archives, you know, because I just do a show and I just put it out there and I'm confident that it's good, you know. And I had to listen to it because everybody was telling me, oh, you know, your microphone was off. And I'm like, oh, my God, 2 hours to erase the show. 2 hours that I had to erase the show. Because you couldn't understand the word Well, we're going to try to talk about the same thing this week and add in a few other things this week. Yeah, it was disgusting. I didn't want to, but I had to. I mean, like, you wouldn't be able to hear the episode, so I had to delete it. So I did do a show last week, but you didn't know about it because the microphone didn't work. But we're happy to be back this week to bring you a great show with the microphone working. That's right. And it's a brand new microphone. Come on, man. It's the Yeti Blue. Have you ever heard of Yeti microphones? It's the Yeti Blue. It's the best one out there, and it didn't work worth a shit last week. That's right. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I always have a lot of fun here, and we're going on 11 years. At the end of March, we are going on 11 years. I can't believe it either. I really can't believe it. We're going on 11 years, baby. That's right. Ah, man. You know, it's just exciting. I just enjoy doing podcasting. I'm just a natural podcaster. I could talk all night long. I could do longer than a two-hour show. I mean, I've done three-hour shows on other channels. I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, I can talk and talk and talk, you know. So maybe I just continue talking, right? Because I just don't know how to shut my mouth. But the jaw is hurting. The jaw is hurting, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll still continue to talk. I'll still continue to talk because I love my podcasting. I love doing what I'm doing right here, right now. I love it. That's right. Love podcasting. Even more than live streaming, I have to say podcasting is the love of my life. Oh, podcasting is the love of my life. That's right. Oh, man. One day, who knows, we'll make it a monetary thing, you know, on a different channel. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm happy where I am right here. I enjoy doing these shows and being a part of this network. And just so you know, this is a nonprofit, by the way. That's right. BIRN is a nonprofit organization. Yeah. So if you want to sponsor a channel, you want to sponsor a host, you want to sponsor a show, you want to sponsor the whole damn channel, get with Kim Justice and Crank Cecilia. That's right. And they will help you along the way. That's right. Because this, ladies and gentlemen, is a nonprofit station. And we bring you some of the best content that you could imagine on all different topics. Now, I really don't like talking about politics on this channel. But ever since COVID, we've been talking about politics because people loved making COVID a political issue, right? If they didn't make it a political issue, we wouldn't have to talk politics, right? You know, so when it comes down to it, I really try to stay away from politics on the station. But we've been adding in a lot of current events, you know, just because it's just, now that we started, you know, talking politics here, it's like no holds barred. Like, you know, if it comes up, it comes up. Now, we don't talk about it all show. You know, sometimes, you know, we're talking about health and wellness, and then all of a sudden, I bring up an example from politics, right? And it happens, right? And I enjoy talking about everything. I like talking politics. I like talking health and wellness. I like talking about RSDCRPS. Oh, and by the way, that's right. And by the way, that's right. 3 more days till Mental Health Awareness Month and TBI Awareness Month. That's right, folks. Oh, man, I tell you. You know, it's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing you know, to talk about these topics. I really enjoy discussing these topics, you know, because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to discuss. Brain Injury Awareness Month, MS Awareness Month, Autoimmune Disease Awareness Month. Lots of awareness coming up in March. That's right. Oh, and by the way, that's right, the 28th of February is always Rare Diseases Day. That's right, Rare Diseases Day. And a lot of autoimmune diseases are considered rare diseases. That's right. So make sure you're getting out there and putting awareness out there for your disease. That's right. Yes. Always important to speak up and be heard. That's right. And it's also Lent. That's right. If you're a Catholic, it's Lent, you know, 40 crazy days till Easter. And then Jesus rises from the grave. And then for the Jews, you have Passover. That's right, which is the week before Easter. So, you know, when it comes down to it, is really exciting times. So this is a time of change, a time to reflect, a time to get rid of the old and bring in the new. Spring cleaning, baby. Spring cleaning. That's right. So anyway, where have I been? You want to know where I've been? Man, I tell you, I've been away for a while. That's right. I told you, when I go to the woods, I do get lost and I don't come back for a while. And that happened. That's right. I went to the woods and I just disappeared. I just disappeared. My last live show, besides last week and the broken microphone, was 9/11, my 9/11 experience show. You know, and there were reasons for that. There were reasons why I didn't do shows. It's because I was dealing with a very ill father. And thank God he's getting through it. Been dealing with MRSA now for 7 months, going on 8 months dealing with MRSA. MRSA is an infection that he received when he had gallbladder surgery in 2012. Now, when you get MRSA, MRSA stays with you in your bloodstream. It stays dormant until it shows its ugly face, and it stays there for a while. You know, well, this is the worst one. He never got it this bad, folks. 7 months going on, 8 months. It's still not over. It's still not over. It's amazing. You know, the other day it started leaking again. I'm saying to myself, when is this going to end? You know, we went to the doctor. We got a good report. The doctor ripped it off his bandage and the packing. And he said, you don't have to pack this anymore. It's looking good. Then 5 days later, it started to leak again. And here we are, back with packing and bandaging it up. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a test. It's been a test. A test of strength, a test of perseverance, courage, fortitude on my part as the caregiver and on his life. A very tough bout with MRSA. I mean, he's had it eight other times, and not this bad, you know, and just don't want to go away. It don't want to heal up. He's got diabetes, so it's going to take a little while to heal up, and this has been going on since August of 2022. With no end in sight. So I'm saying to myself, when is this going to end? Because I got life to live. I mean, like, it's tough to live life. But I do it unconditionally to help my dad. I love my dad. I do it unconditionally to help him and aid him and bring him back to health. And it's just been a long road. And I'm tired and I'm burnt out. And that's why I haven't been here. I haven't been here because I've been tired and burnt out helping him 24/7. You know, so I've been playing my Best of Joey Giggles radio shows every Saturday up until this point. And hopefully looking to do live shows now and stick around, and hopefully it won't get any worse as MRSA, so I don't have to take off again. So, when it comes down to it, you know, family comes first, and got to take care of him. Got to take care of him. He took care of me. He sent me to school. He rose me to be an awesome young man. Give me all of his attributes. Give me his discipline. So now it's my turn to give back to him. And if my mom was still here, I'd say the same for her. But unfortunately, she died in 2003. But of course, they're looking down all the way from heaven. And I say, Mom, I know I'm making you proud. I know I'm making you proud. That's right. Because every day I strive to make both my parents proud, one in heaven and one here. I try my best every day. And guess what? I don't fail. I usually succeed. Whether it's doing something on the internet, doing a podcast, writing a book, setting up my nonprofit, setting up my businesses, doing everything that I'm doing, plus I'm a success. And I don't have to be making a lot of money to be a success. You could have influence. That's right. And I know I have a lot of friends that listen to this show. I know I have a lot of friends on other networks that listen to this show. I know a lot of people that come and listen to the archive afterwards. I get a lot of messages after my shows. Because I have a lot of influence. And I don't make a damn cent. And I'm proud of myself. And I'm a success. So could you be. Get out there and do something you love. So you're a success. So you feel successful. You can do it. You can be the best that you could be. So get out there and strive for it. Especially us with disabilities, invisible disabilities, autoimmune diseases, TBIs, ABIs, chronic pain. Life is not over. You can still be a success. You just have to find the way that you're going to be a success. If you're having a hard time doing that, let's talk. Maybe I could help you find your success. Because when it comes down to it, we all have a chance to succeed. We are all worthy to be on this earth. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, back to my story of my dad. So the MRSA showed its ugly face, and slowly but surely, we're beating it. me and him together. If he didn't have me, who knows where he would be. So that's where I've been. Now, where am I going? Well, first of all, we're going to be focused on the nonprofit here. Our website's coming out shortly. We have a couple of websites coming out, actually. So I've been focused on that a lot. Also focused on organization and time management. Yeah. Two of my worst flaws. That's right. Two of my worst flaws. But at least I recognize my flaw. And I'm going to work on those two flaws. And I'm going to make sure that they're not flaws anymore. I want to make sure it's part of my everyday life to organize and focus on time management. And that's what we should all be doing. Finding out what our flaws are and making it a part of our life to make sure it's not a flaw anymore. That's right. Sometimes you got to work hard on your flaws because we all have them. We all have them. So, again, it's a test. Strength of perseverance, of fortitude, on how you can get past your flaws. You have to identify the flaw first. And once you identify it, you get time to work on it if you truly want to change it and not make it a flaw anymore. I'm also focused on writing books these days. I'm going to put a lot of e-books out there, folks. You're going to be seeing a lot of e-books coming out from me. Whether it's on Amazon, whether it's on Barnes & Noble, you'll see my ebooks coming out shortly. Working on a lot of ebooks. Working on my live streaming career as well on various networks. And look forward to you coming to my shows on live streaming so you could actually see my face as I talk. Wouldn't that be great? Everybody that listens to me on podcasts don't know what I look like. That's right. You know, so why don't you come down to the live streaming so you could watch me talk and see my face and see my body motions. That's right. Come on down. You know, I got a live streaming schedule I'm going to put out soon, and I'll be on different networks, so come on down for that, too. You know, so I've been doing a lot of things, you know, setting up my YouTube channel, you know, really focused on a lot of different things. You know, but every day is a different focus, and I'm having fun, and I hope you're having fun, too. Make life fun, folks. Make life fun. That's right. So, at the beginning of my dad's journey with MRSA, he had to go to the hospital. And I tell you, what an adventure going to the hospital is these days. What an adventure. Why does everything have to be an adventure? Why does everything have to be an adventure, damn it? You know, I tell you, I couldn't go in to the hospital. I couldn't step into the hospital. They wouldn't let me in. In New York, you know, they have very strict COVID rules. Very strict COVID rules. And even if COVID isn't as potent anymore, okay, they've still got the rules in place. If you're not vaccinated, you cannot enter the hospital. Even if you got a mask on, you can't enter the hospital. Now, the day before, I went into the emergency room just fine. You know, I brought him up to his room just fine. Nobody told me that I couldn't go in to the hospital on the very first day that he went into the emergency room. Then I come back on Monday, and the woman says, you can't go up. I'm like, why? I was in here the other day. I spread my germs all over the hospital. That's right, all over the hospital. I spread my germs all over the damn hospital. That's right. And you won't let me in? Well, you don't have a vaccination. I'm like, well, no way in damn hell I'm getting one. That's right. So when it comes down to it, I walk the hell out. Thank God my brother was here, okay? And my brother spent time with him for that week. But I was pissed off. And my uncle told me, you know, Joe, you know, that's the times we're living in. So why don't you just take this time for yourself and live life for yourself for a week. You know, take a break, take a vacation, he said. You know, because life is tough when you got to be a caregiver. Life is hard, especially when you're a patient and a caregiver, when you're both and you're hurting in pain and you still got to be a caregiver. So I took him up on that, but I was perturbed. I mean, let's stop this shit already. Let's stop this shit already. Okay, COVID is not as potent anymore. We got natural immunity. We have vaccines. Okay, let's wake up and smell the coffee and let people into the damn hospital. No matter what status you are. That's ridiculous. Well, this stupid state, you know, I don't put anything past this stupid state because they still have vaccination commercials on TV for your boosters. Remember to take your booster shots. That's right. It's like every day you see the booster commercial. They're shoving it down your throat. Okay? We still have to wear masks in doctor's offices. You can't walk into a doctor's office on Staten Island. Churches are all for the vax. So guess what? You don't see me in church. I actually watch TV church. That's how I go to church every Sunday. So I didn't miss a TV church yet. I'm always watching TV church. So TV church is fine for me. You know, God and Jesus will follow you wherever you are. Just praise him wherever you are. Okay? It doesn't matter if you're in church or not. Jesus will always follow you if you're praising him and praying to him. That's right. I'm not going to support people that support things that I don't support. In church, they still have you separated, unvaxxed, and vaxxed. They still have people wearing optional masks in church. Every church, there's not a one on Staten Island that doesn't have a mask or a vax mandate almost. It's like almost like a vax mandate to go to church. So I am not. I refuse. I will not walk in. I will not partake until things change. But will they ever change? Who knows? Who knows if they'll ever change? And by the way, you know, things are just getting worse. You know, not getting any better, just worse, worse, worse. Things are falling apart. Things are falling apart. After COVID, things have changed for the worst. And as I told you, there's going to be changes after COVID. And guess what? Here we are. You're going to take away the emergency orders May 11th. We may have new emergency orders for climate change soon, but they're taking off the COVID ones. That's right, folks. And I tell you, COVID still lingers. You know, because masks and vaccines have been normalized. And there's a lot of people that don't want to see it. But COVID has created so much fear. And that's why Kim Justice came to me and she said, Joe, you got to do shows. There's so many people in fear and I know you can calm them down. And guess what? I calmed a lot of people down. I did. That's why I did those COVID shows back in the day. You know, and then it wasn't only COVID shows. It was riot shows, too. We were covering the riots. And like I said, we don't go into politics here, but there was nothing but politics to talk about. Because they made a disease political, and then we had the riots. Now, again, if they didn't make that disease political, I could talk about my everyday things, but they made it political. They pit the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. They made it political. As they make everything political in this country. They make everything political in this country. You can't even talk about sports these days without being political. You can't talk about the weather without being political. They even politicize the weather, folks. Oh, my God. You can't watch the Weather Channel anymore without infiltration of politics. It's amazing. I used to love the Weather Channel. Now I can't stand it. Can't stand it. Oh, man, I tell you. Yes, a avid watcher of the Weather Channel right here. Don't watch the Weather Channel anymore because of the politics. That's right. I can't take it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, can we just get away from it? Can we just get away from it just a little while? Oh, my God. My head splits every day. I can't talk. I can't move around without some political thing in my face. You know, and at the beginning of my dad's journey, it was the hospital playing games, you know, because I was unvaccinated. I didn't have a vax card. And they said, no, you can't come in. And this is when they were lifting all of that mandate stuff. Okay, they were lifting it. Okay, and I still wasn't able to walk in to a hospital. You know, and guess what? It's my choice. I don't tell people what their choice should be. It's not my place. Obviously, if you took it for a reason. It's not my place to say, take it or don't take it. So I'd stay out of that debate. I've been doing a lot of research on it, and it's not good research at all on the vaccine. You know, and I tell you, it's just, there's a lot of interesting research out there. If you go look for it, you can actually see what the hell is going on. But there's a lot of people out there that say, ignorance is bliss. I'd rather be ignorant and not know what the vax does than, you know what the vax does and be worried about it or be fearful of it. You know, how about researching? Researching would be great, right? So, yeah, I was kind of pissed off that I couldn't be in the hospital with my dad, but my uncle made perfect sense. Take time for yourself. Take time for yourself because you never get any time for yourself. So for a nice week, it was nice and quiet. Oh, it was nice and quiet. Oh, it was nice and peaceful. Oh, I got some great sleep. and I did a lot of things, and it was just a time for me. Yeah, I thought about my dad. I talked to him on the phone, you know, and he understood. He called me ignorant, and guess what? Maybe I am, but when it comes down to it, yeah, no, I did my research, and trust me, I'm never getting one of those things. I'm never getting a jab. I'm never getting a jab ever again for anything, for anything. Never getting a jab again because I don't know what the hell is in it. That's right. I'm done with jabs. I got all my jabs when I was a young kid. I got all my vaccinations when I was a young kid when I didn't have any say and my parents, you know, made up my mind for me. So I got all those vaccinations. But those are the ones that I'm going to get. Can't trust them. So, yeah, my dad called me ignorant. My whole family called me ignorant because they all got jabs. And guess what? Good for them. Accept my choice, please. Accept my choice, please. And I kept saying that. And I got a little aggravated, and I'm still aggravated, you know, because they keep bringing it up, and I keep saying, well, accept my choice. If you can't accept my choice, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. It's better off that we don't talk about it. You can't sit in a room with me? What am I, diseased? I even said that to the woman when I went into the hospital. I said I was all over your floors yesterday. I was all in the ER. You know, I spread my disease all over the place. Yes, I spread my germs all over the place. That's right. So you better go and you better clean your hospital now, because I was in your emergency room and I was up on the second floor bringing my dad to a room. That's right. So you better clean the floor and you better clean the emergency room and all the halls that I was in. So you better look at me on the security cams and make sure what halls I was in so you can clean them. That's right. Because I'm fucking dirty, right? I'm dirty. Something wrong with me. Do you get it yet? It's fucking stupid. Fucking stupid. I mean, like, you know, I was in the hospital the day before, spreading germs all over the place, no mask, touching everything, touching the walls, touching the elevators. That's right. Did anybody die? I didn't hear anybody dying from COVID the next day or the day before or even any other time after that when I was in the hospital. You know? So fucking stupid. Now, what about the time when the restaurants, right? And you had to walk in the restaurant with your mask on. You had to sit down and order your food with your mask on. When the food came, you could take off your mask and eat. Have a jolly time with your mask off. And then put it on again when you're done and walk out. What about the time when they said, you know, in church, when you're sitting down, put your mask on, and when you're standing up, take it off? That means you gotta rise because we're up and down in church, right? It don't make sense. It don't make sense. And these days, they already came out, and there was a report that came out that said masks didn't work. I was right. That's right. Masks didn't work. So all those people that got killed over not wearing a mask or yelled at because they weren't wearing a mask were right. Holy shit. But people still wear masks. I honestly think it's normalized. I honestly think it's normalized. So fucking stupid. But they normalized the mask, and I still see people riding around in cars alone with a mask on, walking their dogs alone with a mask on, walking down the street alone with a mask on. If they feel safe with the mask on, feel safe. They don't work. We got the report. Oh, man. And the report came out. Everybody could read it. It's out there for public consumption. But there's a lot of people that want to be ignorant and say, no, they work. Go ahead, wear them. Go ahead. Some people like wearing 2, 3, 10 masks. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Just don't suffocate yourself with 10 masks. But it's not as potent as it used to be. Okay, the strains that are coming out now are hardly going to kill you. Every time somebody says they got COVID, it's like a death sentence. Oh, my God. My dad is the best when he's on the phone. And he talks to somebody that has COVID. Joe, so-and-so has COVID. I'm like, all right, Dad. They'll get through it. Don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm not. I could care less. He's like all up in arms. Yeah, he's like, oh, my God, somebody's got COVID. Dad, they're not going to die. Relax, man. They're going to be all right. And if they go to the hospital, they're going to come out. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. They threw so much fear out there, so much fear, that even the word COVID, people start shaking. People start having panic attacks and anxiety attacks. Even at the word, because they were successful. Their fear campaign was successful. There were 50 to 60% of people in this country that took the jabs voluntarily, which means 50 to 60% percent of people did not have critical thinking skills. And they didn't even take a look at emails from people. They didn't look at the information that was out there. They could care less about anything else but taking a safe and effective jab to get rid of COVID, to be invincible to COVID. Yeah, a lot of these people think they're invincible to COVID. It's amazing. Oh, I took the jab. I'm not going to get it. So what do you have now? It sounds like you're sick. Oh, I got a flu. I got a cold. All right. All right. You sure it's not COVID now? Oh, no, it can't be COVID. I got the jab. I'm like, oh, okay. Good for you. Did you test yourself? No, I don't need to test myself. Well, even my sick father, who got COVID, took a test, and it showed him that he had COVID while he had the MRSA. So he had COVID and MRSA at the same time. So that was tough, too. But I wasn't worried. He was worried. I wasn't worried. I said, Dad, you're going to be fine. Dad, you're going to be fine. I had to reassure him every day. Dad, you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be good. Don't worry. They put so much fear out there, and they were successful. And they were successful. They showed you the death numbers. They showed you the hospitalization numbers. But they didn't show you how many people actually recovered from COVID. They didn't show you the numbers of people that had asymptomatic COVID. they didn't show you the numbers of people that had mild cases of COVID. They only showed you the death numbers, the hospitalization numbers. That's all they showed you, all the negative numbers. And as those deaths went up every day, and as those hospitalizations went up every day, people just got more fear-stricken. And they were very successful. Yeah, they were very successful. You know, so when it comes down to it, overkill, let's talk about overkill now. Overkill causes fear. Now, a lot of these issues, COVID, okay, the Ohio train derailment, the balloons in the sky, the UFOs or unidentified flying objects that were shot down. There were too many videos, too many people talking about it, and guess what? It causes fear. And then you have all these people that think they know what they're talking about, and they have no clue. Did you do your research, or is that just your opinion? If it's just your opinion, I don't want to hear it. If it's facts and it's something feasible to listen to, then I will. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, if we overkill a topic, we're going to create fear. There were so many videos on various networks on this train derailment. And all these train derailments and warehouse fires, of course you're going to make people scared. Of course you're going to cause fear. The idea is to put faith over fear. But a lot of people go to fear first. Have faith that everything's going to be all right. I just sit here when I listen to things like that because guess what? It's normalized. They normalize these things. It doesn't faze me no more. It is what it is. They normalize death. They normalize destruction. There's like no feeling. There's like no feeling anymore. It's sad. They took away our feelings. They normalized death to a point where it doesn't even faze me. So-and-so died. All right. Sorry to hear that. Rest in peace. They normalized it. You know, so overkill is going to cause more fear. And that's what we see more of in our country right now is people more in anxiety, more tense, more stressful, more showing their anger emotion, negativity, drama, and that's all we see. If we continue to overkill these topics, it's just going to get worse. People are just going to go crazy. There's a lot of people already going crazy because of the overkill on the various topics that we had, which started with the Turkey earthquake. After the Turkey earthquake, oh my God, all the things that happened, the weather events, the natural disasters, the man-made disasters, the train derailments, the warehouse fires, the balloons, the UFOs. My God, everything happened within a span of 2 weeks, 3 weeks. enough to drive people crazy, enough to make people fearful. Guess what? There's a lot of people who are that say they're not, but they are. You can see it in their face. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in the way they move. You can see how their hand shakes when they put it up to the screen. That's right. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot less faith these days because God has been taken out of our schools, our families, our churches. This has turned into a godless society. We have taken God out so much. That's just individual people now, not even groups of people that are still believing in God. Churches are not full. Churches are half full to half empty. They used to be full on every holiday. My dad tells me that the churches are half full. Half full. Not even. Maybe a quarter full. And they're big-ass churches with a lot of pews. Because of the things that they celebrate and the things that they push on people. The Catholic Church continues to push the jab. If you're not for the jab, how are you going to sit there? And that's why I watch TV Church. And that's why I bring Jesus to my home every Sunday. I watch church in my home. It's different for me, but it suffices. I'm not going to support an entity that just doesn't make any sense. Why politicize something when it shouldn't be political? Why politicize a disease when it's just a disease? And that's the problem we have in this country now, is everything is politicized. And everything is overkilled. I mean, it's just like CNN putting wars on for weeks on end. Remember when CNN brought you coverage of the Gulf Wars and of the Afghanistan war? You know, the various wars, remember, they always had people there, and every day they would give you war coverage, right? Well, don't you think you're scaring people? Don't you think you're putting people in fear? There's a lot of people in fear in this country based on what the news shows you. And there's too many people attached to the damn news. I am not attached to the news anymore. My dad says he wants to turn on the news, and I go upstairs. I don't watch it no more. I get my information from outside sources, from independent sources. I'm not going to sit there and watch something that's trying to indoctrinate me. But there's a lot of people that feel they're not being indoctrinated by the news. They are evident, and you can see it every single day. You can talk to somebody and know that they watch the news because of the narratives that they spew. If they're sticking to the narrative, they watch the news every day. You know, they're not going out there and doing other research. And that other research is actually being shunned these days because it's not that it's wrong, it's that it's not coming from the proper source, which is the mainstream media. If it's not coming from the mainstream media, it's false and propaganda. So if you're doing independent research outside of the news, you're watching independent videos, you're doing your research outside, everything that you talk about is propaganda. Everything you talk about is conspiracy theory. They were so successful in their fear campaign. They were. They were really successful. They're still successful because there's a lot of people still in fucking fear. That's right. They were really successful. They used the media to scare the citizens. They used the media to basically say that everything the media is saying is true. Anything outside of the media is false. And guess what? That's what they're using for censorship these days. If you're not a mainstream media watcher and you're not talking about the same narratives that are being talked about on the media, well, you're canceled. You're censored. And how annoying it is, folks, when you're in the middle of a live video and all of a sudden the thing comes across and says you're suspended for 7 days. And why? Why? Misinformation, disinformation. What does misinformation and disinformation mean? What does it mean? Anybody could delve out misinformation. If you're delving out your opinion, most likely it could be misinformation. On fact and on research, then you got a shot. But even things today that are based on fact and research are considered censorship material. That's called fascism. We're living in a fascist state. Congratulations. They were successful in rolling in fascism into America because we had no clue. We're living in fascism right now, where one side of the spectrum can't even speak without being ridiculed. Where one side of the spectrum gets censored. Where one side of the spectrum is basically shunned off of all social media. But yet that's okay. That's fascism. Yeah. One side of the spectrum speaking and the other side can't. Fascism. Yeah, something the Nazis did. Something the brown shirts did back during World War II. Oh, boy, yeah, we're going back that far. Hell yeah, we are. Hell yeah, we are. But overkill, ladies and gentlemen, is bringing more fear. So I urge you to slow down a little bit. You're not going to wake anybody else up if they haven't woke up already. They're not waking up. That's the end, folks. If they haven't woken up by now, they're not waking up until the end, until death's door faces them right in the face. And then, holy shit, I woke up and then a minute later I died. That's right. That's what's going to happen to those people. I don't give a shit no more. They're going to wake up with death's door is right in front of their eyes. Holy shit, I should have listened to that guy. I can't believe it. And then he gets shot. That's it. Done. Kaput. Sayonara. Well, it's up to you. You want to continue to overkill things? First of all, it's distraction from everything else that's going on. You want to cause more distraction so whoever in this government, whoever in this force of manipulators could do something on the down low, then continue to do that. Well, we don't even know who's running this country. Corporations. I think we're more corporatist than we are political. I think corporations are running this country. BlackRock and others, Vanguard. You know, so when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we've become more corporatist and more media stricken since, I would have to say, 2010. It's been a wild ride, folks. But if we continue to overkill these topics, us, ourselves, the people trying to put the information out there, we're not going to wake anybody else up, folks. It's over. If they're not woken up by now, they'll wake up when death's door is in front of their eyes, and that's the end, okay? And again, it's so normalized that we won't even give a fuck. That's right. You know, so when I'm not waking up any more people, I urge you to slow down a little bit. Let's take a chill pill and let's see what else is going on behind the scenes, right? There's always a lot going on behind the scenes. They're always trying to distract us over here and do something over here, right? Oh, they've been doing a lot of that lately. I'm not going to bring it up here, but they've been doing a lot of that lately. Oh, yes. You know? But, you know, when it comes down to overkill is just going to create more fear. Overkill is just going to create more stress. And we don't need any more fear. We got plenty of fear in the world. We don't need any more. We got plenty of fear in the world from their campaign. Okay, we don't need any more from ourselves. All right? Because we're stressed as people that educate and teach. You know, we're stressed and we're throwing our stress out there to try to wake people up, and it's not working. And we keep throwing more and more and more, and we're just creating more fear. Don't make sense. We're creating something that we're trying to stop. We want faith rather than fear. The only way to get faith back is to reduce the fear. So let's dive into some survival stuff, all right? Because we're getting pretty close to using our survival tips. Really, really close. That's right. No, we're almost there. We're on a very thin rope using our survival skills. I tell you, that's why I try to teach you that, yes, you have to get prepared. If you're not prepared, don't come to my house, because I told you to get prepared. No fucking soup for you. Don't knock on my door. I'm giving you tips. I'm giving you the way to survive. I don't want to hear, well, you know, I have time to... No. There's plenty of time. You just got to make the time. It's great that people make excuses. I didn't have time to go to the store and get this stuff. I didn't have time to go on Amazon and do a few clicks on Amazon and just like 2 seconds to buy something. Yeah, I you know, when it comes down to it, if you don't care about your life, you're not going to buy these things that I tell you about. You're not going to care. You're probably going to tune me out and say, oh, I don't give a shit about what this guy's talking about survival. Oh, I don't care. Right, all right, all right, all right. You'll see what happens. Yeah, and that's when death door is going to come And, oh, my God, oh, I should have listened to that guy, and it's too late. Well, first of all, you got to build a garden. If you don't have a garden in your backyard, in your front yard, in your house, you can build a garden in your house. If you don't have a garden, that's part one to survive. You need food. And there's not going to be any supermarkets. You won't be able to go to supermarkets. Supermarkets will be closed. That's right. So how are you going to get your food? Got to grow it. Even if you don't know how to garden, take a stab at it. The first time I gardened was last year. Yeah, the first time I gardened was last year. And I had a vibrant plant supply. I was actually very surprised at my first time gardening. There was so much food. I couldn't believe it. There was so much. I saw it as a success. There was so much food. The first thing you have to do is build a garden. Whether it's in your backyard, your front yard, your house, you can put a little garden in your house, grow herbs in your house. You can grow herbs in the house, nice smelling herbs throughout your home. Yes, build a garden. You could put a garden anywhere. Put a garden in a raised bed. Buy a raised bed, even if you have an apartment building, okay? If you live in an apartment building or you live in a duplex, okay? Buy one of those raised beds. I planted in 3 raised beds last year, and I had so much food. Buy yourself the raised bed and plant. Don't tell me you can't plant. You can plant anywhere you want. The patio, down your basement, anywhere you can plant something. You got to survive, and you need food. You need good air. And unfortunately, in the times we're living in, our air is not good with all these chemicals being thrown into our breathing space. Buy a gas mask. I have one. Buy a gas mask. I bought one. Gas mask. So if the air gets really bad and you can't breathe, you'll drop dead. If you don't have a way to filter the air, you will drop dead. You need water. Make sure you're buying plenty of bottled water. Make sure you're buying filters. I have an alkaline water filter. I have a regular water filter. And I have so many bottles of water coming out of my ears in my house. Coming out of my ears. Little bottles, big bottles, medium-sized bottles. That's right. Make sure you have enough water to drink. Make sure you have enough fluids. Because keep in mind, you have to drink your body weight every day to consider yourself not dehydrated. You need to drink your body weight every day to consider yourself not dehydrated. Whatever your body weight is, drink like 4 bottles of water a day. If you're bigger, 8 bottles of water a day, okay? Yeah. You got to make sure you drink your body weight. Otherwise, you'll be dehydrated, and you won't be able to think straight, walk straight, do anything straight. That's right, because you'll be dehydrated. Especially when you need to be alert during this time. You need to be alert. You need to be focused at all times. Build alliances with the families and friends you have in the area. People of like minds, especially. If you have like minds, build an alliance with that family. Build an alliance with that person. You're going to need people to be on your side if an emergency happens. Or move to an area that's desolate and you'll have a lot of trees around. The trees will protect you. Nature will protect you. Move to an area with people of like minds. If you don't have any like minds in your area, move to an area where there be people of like mind. Because it's better to be around people of like mind during an emergency situation. Otherwise, you'll be arguing back and forth what to do. Makes no sense. When you're in an emergency situation, you're arguing back and forth, and the enemy is coming towards you, ready to kill you, and you're still arguing on how to do something. It don't make sense. That's why you have to be of like mind. You have to be ready. You have to be prepared. If you're not prepared, I don't know what to tell you. Don't come knocking on my door. Don't. I'm telling you how to be prepared. No soup for you if you don't listen. Unless you're a person of like mind, you're a family member, you're a real good friend, then okay, all right, come on in. You'll be all right here. You'll be safe. I have a hard time trusting people these days because a lot of people have taken their masks off in the wrong way. That's right. A lot of people have taken the mask off in the wrong way, and I put up a lot of walls. That's right. I put up a lot of walls, and so have a lot of other people. Trust me. I know a lot of people that put up a lot of walls because of the masks that are coming off these days. Yeah, we don't know who to trust. It's sad. It really is. It's sad. What we have become. So there's a few tips for you. Next week we'll come back with a few more tips. Hopefully things don't break out and we come back next week and we still have power. That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You never know when. Oh, the grid's going to go away. That's right. You never know. Oh, my God. Well, our grid is archaic. If you look at our grid, it's like the 20s grid. That's right. It looks like the 1920 hour grid. Yeah, it's archaic. You know, so when it comes down to it, yeah, that's what we got to deal with. You know, so when it comes down to it, we never know what's going to happen every day. I mean, it seems like something every day is happening, right? But you'll never hear me over killing it. I'll talk about it maybe once or twice, and then I'll just leave it alone because I don't want to create fear. I want people to know about what's going on, but I don't want to create fear. We're trying to reduce the amount of fear, trying to reduce the amount of fear. And the only way to reduce fear is to talk about it, let people know about it, and then end it. Too much overkill creates fear. And that's what they're doing on other networks. And boy, are they creating fear. And I see it every day. I see it every freaking day. People can't think straight and look straight and focus if they're in fear. They can't make viable decisions for themselves and their families. They can't do it. They're like totally and utterly out of control. It's amazing what one fear campaign could do. How successful they were. You know, they were successful. Hey, come on, people. They were successful. Just say it. Just admit it. Let's be a realist and let's be a person of common sense. They put it out there, they put us in fear. 50 to 60% of people lining up 6 feet apart to go get jabs. That's fear, baby. No critical thinking there. Oh, we got to save our lives. Oh, it's safe and effective. That's right. That's what they kept pushing. Doctors, nurses, hospitals. Yeah, they're all complicit. Yeah, all the ones that were pushing it, of course. But the fear campaign was dynamic. It was the most dynamic fear campaign since the Spanish flu. That's right. The Spanish flu was the last time people wind up to get vaccines and 50 million people died. That's right. How many died here? Oh, 1 million. Oh, okay. 1 million? Just 1 million? 50 million people died during the Spanish flu. They said more people died in the Spanish flu than in World War I. That's the same thing they said today, right, with COVID, right? Man, I tell you, how things mirror each other, right? How history mirrors each other. History mirrors each other so much, it's not even funny. We're looking more and more like the 1970s these days than, man, I tell you. We're looking more and more like the 19th of the Cultural Revolution. That's right. You know, with wars and diseases, pestilence, natural, man-made disasters. Yeah, a lot of that shit happened in the 1970s, too. Yeah, this is the second coming of the countercultural revolution, if you didn't know. And it's looking more and more like the 70s. Yeah, well, actually, we got a war almost happening. You know, we had a war back then, the Vietnam War. You know, so when it comes down to it, lots of correlations. Lots of correlations. So gardening and survival should be your main focus. Not waking people up. Get away from that shit. Okay, now it's time to focus on saving your life and your family's life. Now, again, I could be wrong and nothing will happen and we'll go live happily ever after and things will change and we'll be nice and positive again. I could be wrong, okay, but things are not shaping up that way right now. So just get ready for it. Even if you have the stuff and we don't have to use the stuff and you save it for another time, or you build a garden and save yourself some money, you know, in the process, you don't have to go to the supermarket for your fruits and vegetables. You just go to your backyard and pick something organic and eat it, right? Think about it that way instead of, oh, I got to build this. And if I build this and nothing happens, then what? No, think about the money you could save. Think about if there is a blackout. Oh, I got candles. I got lanterns. I got flashlights. I got all these things because I bought my survival tools. I bought my gardening tools. You'll always have them on hand. So just think that way. Think that you'll always be able to use those things. You'll save money, you know. Oh, I remember when I bought that stuff back in the day, I didn't use it. Oh, let me go and get that blanket. Let me go and get that, whatever it is, that tent, you know, because we can't stay in the house, so we got to live outside. Whatever it is. Think about things to keep yourself safe and your family safe, always. We should always be thinking about survival. We should always be thinking about gardening, too. If the grid goes down, there's no money, right? There's no money exchanges. There's nothing. So you got the barter system again, right? So if you have nothing to barter, don't accept anything in return. Okay, don't come to my door with nothing and expect me to give you apples, okay? It's the barter system, okay? Oh, I'm the best at bartering. I'm the best since sliced bread at bartering. That's right. You know, when it comes down to it, if you don't have something, don't expect something in return, okay? Because trust me, there's going to be a lot of things that other generations have never seen, and this generation will see. We're living during a very interesting time. I just hope you're on the right side of history. A lot of people not on the right side of history. You know, we know where those people are going to go and how things might end for them. But, you know, when it comes down to it, if you're not on the right side of history, I would run to the right side of history right now. You know, and bottom line is, when things hit the fan and you're not prepared, you're going to go irate. You're going to go crazy. You're going to have anxiety attacks, panic attacks. What am I going to do? I should have listened to that guy. Oh, my God, I'm going to starve. Oh, my God, I have no water. Oh, my God, I have no garden. That's right. Oh, yeah, everybody panics during something like that. Trust me. That's why you got to form alliances, too. Because in your alliances, you could share food. You know, if they're part of your alliance, oh, most certainly, we'll share food with you. For sure. Especially if you got a big garden and your next door neighbor does not. They're going to want to form an alliance with you because, oh my God, they get free food. They don't have to worry about bartering. That's right. You know, so bottom line is we need to focus on survival right now. It's get away from waking people up, because if they're not woken up by now, they're not going to wake up until death's door is right there, right in their face. That's right. And death is so normalized these days. Oh, we don't even give a shit. That's right. Death is so normalized that I could care less. People are dropping dead left and right. It's sad. Trust me, it's sad. I had a death in the family. I know a few hosts on this network that had deaths in their family, immediate family. Yeah, you feel bad for them. I'm sorry. But it's just like there's nothing. You're numb. You're just numb to it. Like, oh, they died. Sorry, rest in peace. You don't know what else to say. You know, if you're not there and you don't know, and then you find out days later, it's like, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that, you know? I mean, like, because I know what it is to have a family member die. My mom died, you know? So I know what it is to have an immediate family member die, you know? And back in the day, COVID wasn't around, and I was always the rock anyway. You know, I harbored my feelings back then. I don't harbor them anymore. So I was strong. I was very strong, you know. And, yeah, I took my time to cry. My times to cry was when I was alone, you know. And I felt strong, you know, after I left. Let that emotion out, you know, and, you know, when it comes down to it, as you grow out of those feelings, and then you're able to teach and talk about that person without feelings attached to it. You could talk about their life. You could talk about everything that they were. You could celebrate them, because that's what death is, folks. Death is life. Death is supposed to be a celebration of life. And at the time when somebody dies, it's very fresh. You feel that sense of loss. What am I going to do without this person? You know, and then as time moves on, you know, it takes a little time, years down the road. You don't want to stay in that grief forever. Grief. Got to try to move through those stages of grief so you can get back to your path. The idea is to get back to your path. You don't want to stay diverted from your path. And the biggest thing to divert you from your path is death. Okay? Death diverts you from your path. And sometimes you stay diverted for 20, 30 years. No, 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 no. You got to try to fight that. And you got to remember that you were born to this earth by your parents. And our objective is to make them proud. Our objective is to make them proud. And even if they're not here, and my mom is watching me from up above, even if they're not here, you can still make them proud. Because death is a celebration of life. And now that they have normalized death, I mean, it's just like there's no feeling behind it anymore. Very little feeling behind it. When I hear about somebody, I'm not like so distraught like I used to be. Especially if it's a close family member or a friend. You know, but death is not supposed to divert us for the rest of our lives. Remember, that person who died had their own path. You have your own path. Okay, so we can't stay on somebody else's path for the rest of our lives. We have to realize that they're gone, that they're safe where they are, okay, and that we're going to make them proud as we divert back to our path. It's not that we're going to forget them, because they're always going to be in our heart and in our homes. I know my mom is in my home. She's in here somewhere. I honestly think she's my guardian angel. Okay? But once there's no feelings behind talking about a loved one lost, that means you can go ahead teach us about their legacy. I mean, in the beginning, it's very fresh, and you still have that sense of loss. You know, and you still have that grieving process that's going on. You know, that stages of grief. Go through those stages of grief. I think it's very important. Go through the stages of grief. Go read what the stages of grief are. Go through each of those stages and remember, you don't want to stay diverted because you don't want any regrets. And trust me, your dead family member wouldn't want you to have regrets based on their death. They won't want you to have regrets based on their death. Because everybody's path is going to end one day, and we want all of our paths to be successful. And how are we supposed to have successful paths if we're always diverted by people dying? Because death is a part of life, and life is a part of death. Death is a celebration of life. If you look at it as a celebration, you'll be okay. You'll have your time of loss and grief, and then you'll divert back to your path. Remember, you don't want regrets. I went through all of this. I would be a hypocrite to talk about this if I did not go through it. I went through it myself with my mother. And I had to find ways to cope. Everybody has their own individual way to cope with debt. Find that way. And sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes months to find the things that will help you cope. You'll never forget that person. That person will always be with you. I always feel my mom with me. I always feel her presence. I'm able to talk about it without tears coming down my face, without feelings, because I have gotten over the feelings of it, and I can teach and educate by using my mom's story, by celebrating my mother, and by talking about her legacy. And you eventually will be able to do that. Depends on who you are. How many years has your parent died or somebody in your family has died that you really miss? And you feel stuck, right? A lot of us feel stuck when somebody dies. Like, how am I going to do this without this person? You find a way. You'll eventually find that coping mechanism which will allow you to do that thing without that person present. Like the laundry. I used to hate doing the laundry. Now, my mom taught me how to do the laundry, and I'm doing the damn laundry. That's right. I learned how to cook from my mom. A mean salad. I make different types of salads. I love salads. That's right. I learned a lot from my mom. Learned a lot from my dad. Two great parents. Well, a lot of us don't have that, living in the times that we're living in, you know, but I had two great parents. And, you know, they're not going to be around forever. And when that day comes, you feel loss, you feel grief, but just know that you're celebrating that person while they're celebrating you and being proud of you up in heaven. I mean, yeah, you won't see them anymore. And that's the big thing with death is, you won't see them anymore. That's it. Kaput. Done. That's the big thing. Because if you were able to see them after they died, man, you'd be all right. You'd be okay. See, that's the thing. That's the tough thing to get over is to how am I going to live life without this person in my life? And then you find the coping skills to do that. It's not that you're forgetting them. It's you're celebrating them and you're teaching people about their legacy as time moves on, after you get through the loss and the grieving process. When it's fresh, yeah, it's tough when it's fresh. When it just happens, oh man, yeah, it's devastating. It is. But death is a celebration of life. And that's the way we should all look at it. If we all looked at it that way, man, people would get right back to their paths. There would be no regrets. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. But, yeah, I hope you learned a lot in today's show. We delved out a lot of great information in today's show. We will be coming back next week. You'll hear from me next week. First week of March. That's right. And it's the first week of TBI Awareness Month, Brain Injury Awareness Month. Mental Health Awareness Month, MS Awareness Month, Autoimmune Disease Awareness Month. That's right. There's a lot next month. There's a lot. So you'll be hearing a lot about that on the shows next month. And at the end of next month, let's see, it would actually be April Fool's Day. I will be doing my anniversary show. April Fool's Day. April 1st. I will be doing my 11th anniversary show here on BIRN. I hope you all come down and celebrate with me. Hope you all come down and celebrate with me. If you enjoy this show and get a lot out of it, you will. But it's 11 years. 11 freaking years. It's great feeling. 11 years. Could you believe it? I don't think Kim Justice could believe it. Kim, I don't know if you could believe it. But 11 years. 11 years. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. And like I said at the beginning, always a pleasure doing a radio show here. Always a pleasure. We're going to try different types of shows here again. Hopefully soon we'll have some guests. Maybe we'll have a co-host or two. We'll see what happens. But for now, hope you enjoy listening to me because I love to talk and I love podcasting. That's right. So I'm going to end this show right now. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. That's it for this show. But come back next week and hear more great information. Hope you gathered some great information. Remember to take the tools along with you. I always tell you that at the end of the show. There's always tools to grasp up in each broadcast. Please grab the tools and use it within your own life. Remember, open up your mind to other people's knowledge and you will be saved. Close your mind to other people's knowledge and who knows where you are. Who knows what you do and where you end up. Open up your mind. Take the tools. The tools are laid out in the middle of the street. Go take the tools. You know what the tools are. You heard the tools tonight. Strength, fortitude, perseverance, patience. So go take those tools and bring them home with you. Try to make your life better. Try to make your family's life better. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night. We're going to leave you with some patriotic music on the way out. And we'll see you next week. Later, everybody.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife, thank my lucky stars to be living here today, cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S. The lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A. Pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till the day. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Thank you.